Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning and Merry Christmas to you. At least this week, have a Merry Christmas. My Christmas gift to you is this show. If I could only get this show across to you in the way I intend to, that'll be your Christmas present to me if you can get this show. Today's show, What Your Disease Really Means, the Four Stages of Healing. If I can just get to you what your investment, your time, your money, your energy in the healing arts really comes down to in relationship to your disease. If I could just get you to look at it the way I look at it, what a Christmas gift that would be to me. The myths of healing abound. Cut it out, drug it out. Well, that's the easy part. But the notion that the herb will cure the disease, the notion that you've got a disease and you take an herb, you've got a disease and you take a therapy, you've got a disease and you buy this machine for it. And if you're an avid healer, if you're interested in healing, you just go out there and you buy all these gizmos, you get all these practitioners together, and you all have the great powwow around your healing. If I could only get you to understand your disease the way I see it. Thus the show today. Hopefully you'll make me happy and give me the best Christmas gift I could have. Okay, let's start with your disease or your symptom. Let's start with those of you out there who want to make sure your cells never decay. In other words, you anti-aging enthusiasts out there. You want your vibrant health. You get up at 50 or 60 years old and you foresee a long, long, long future of health and vibrance well into your 90s. Whether you're there or you're facing terminal illness, you don't care who you are. I want you to look at it this way. So let's tell the story. The story of disease, a Christmas story. Let's move all the way down beyond the website, of course, straighttalk.cc, not .com, straighttalk.cc. Let's go all the way down. What is this show? 239 against 5 years, 239, 240 shows now. All the way down to the bottom, picture number 49. I want you to understand this is where the story begins. It's a healthy young cell, a beautiful, vibrant, blue-purple cell with all sorts of little pieces in it. The story of the cell when the cell is young. You as a teenager, an infant. That cell is doing its job. Like any good factory with maximal efficiency, that cell is accosted, go to picture 47, by what we'll call presently the free radical. Under the aegis free radical comes anything bad for the cell. From the radiation to the smoking, to the air pollution, to the mental stress, to the physical stress, to the infections, the viruses, the bacteria, the parasites. Under the aegis of the word free radical, you will include a list of all the bad things that ever happened to your cells. And as those free radicals build and build and build, well, then that cell begins to look like picture 39. A cell attacked by free radicals. Now you see in the lower left, picture 39, cell membrane damage. cell membrane damage. This is the beginning of the attack. This is you in your teens. This is you in your 20s. The walls of those cells are beginning to lose a battle. And I want you to shimmy all the way up to the top. Picture number one. There are three spaces. Three spaces. And those three spaces, the space outside the cell, extracellular, the membrane of the cell, and then the intracellular space. It's common sense. It's inside the cell, it's outside the cell, and it's across the membrane of the cell. Let's look at that membrane of the cell in a more blow-up way. Picture number two. Love those colored pictures. The comics. Picture says 1,000 words. Look at that. The extracellular fluid up at the top in blue. The intracellular fluid in that reddish orange. And the membrane of the cell. Three very important spaces. And in those three very important spaces are the foundations for disease as the free radical damage to the cell begins to cause the cell to take an adaptive response. You don't walk into your MD, you don't go to Kaiser each year and say, "Doctor, doctor, can you enumerate to me the adaptive responses of my cell at this present state long before I get the disease? Or could you elucidate, enumerate the various types of damages going on in the cell right now creating the symptom I'm experiencing?" You don't say that. You come in and say, "I got a pain, fix it." You come in and say, "I got a pain, drug it, nuke it, cut it, or feed it herbs." Your mentality is, "I've got the pain, give me something to get rid of it." But you should be thinking this way. Now you get my pitch here. Merry Christmas, Dr. Medici. I'm starting to understand what you're trying to say. Because if you could, well, you'd be a Rothschild of holistic health. You'd know really how to invest your money. If you gave a Rothschild or a Rockefeller or a Morgan, if you gave them a dime, what would you bet they could do with that dime in a year? Maybe make it a million, and that million, 10 million? You could strip them of all their money and all their flesh and all their clothes, put them butt naked in the middle of nowhere, and within a year, a decade, they'd become the Rockefellers once again. Because they understand the intricacies of banking, of money. I know people like this. I have friends like that. It's fascinating to watch people that really understand money. Once you understand money, you will never be without money. I ask you, Christmas week, to join me to understand health so that you will never be without it. Never. It's not complicated. So, let's get this down straight. Free radicals generated from lots of places attack the cell. The spaces we're talking about are inside the cell, the membrane, and outside the cell. This is going to produce a response. Lots of weird responses. For instance, our cells on the inside, turn to picture four. Our cells on the inside, turn to picture number four, are generally, you see the interstitial fluid there, picture four, straighttalk.cc, if you're new to the show, not.com, two T's. If you're driving, just listen. Intracellular fluid is mostly potassium. Extracellular fluid, the interstitial fluid, is mostly sodium. Somewhere in the midst of the beginning of the disease, those ions flip. Sodium floods the cell and potassium doesn't get into the cell. You have an intracellular potassium deficiency and you have an intracellular sodium excess. Ions start flipping around. Gerson picked that up and went after it with cancer. Well, look at this. Picture number five. Extracellular accumulations of proteins. It is an alteration within cells or in the extracellular space which gives a homogeneous, glossy, pink appearance in routine histological sections stained with hematoxylin and eosin. It is characterized by accumulation in tissue of pathological albumins of dense consistency. Hyalin consists of plasma albumins, lipids, carbs. This is just a description of the beginning of the chemical changes inside a cell as these ions begin to move in the wrong directions, as the cell is adaptively responding to breakdowns in the cell membrane due to free radical damages and the intracellular shifts we're describing. That's big. That's what's going on before you get the symptom. That's what's going on when you have the symptom. That's what's going on when you have the disease and are approaching rigor mortis. And this is what we're addressing. Fundamentally, this space here, these pockets, intracellular, cell membrane, extracellular, are being rebuilt. Now, we're going to get to the main frame of the hows. So you can see this is one holistic piece. And you must understand, because you will not weather the storm. You will not take the journey. You will check out 6 months, a year. You will check out. You will not know how to understand the dynamics of your investment. The health you seek, the freedom from disease, the vibrance into your old age, your full lifespan, is about understanding the philosophy and the theology of health. It truly is. And we all tend to reduce this to give me the herb. I'll say that to people sometimes. It's not about taking the herb. They'll go, yeah, I know, I don't take those drugs. I said, no, I didn't say that. I said, it's not about taking the herb. Yeah, I know, I went to my doctor. He wanted to give me these drugs. I told him no. Then I knock on their head like a coconut. I didn't say drugs. I said it's not about taking the herb. Oh, it's not about taking the herb. It's not about looking at your symptom. It's not about referencing the return on your investment to whether the symptom is any better. The heck with your symptoms. Your symptoms in the long haul of a healing do not matter. If you look at the symptom, you will never heal. If you look at the symptom, if you put value in the symptom, if you revolve your healing around the symptom, around the lab test, around the blood test, around the CT scan, you will never heal. If you have a tumor and you are trying to shrink your tumor, to get rid of your tumor, and each 3 months you do the CT scan and it tells you about the size of the tumor. If you revolve your healing around the test, you will never succeed. You will be a slave. Because you're putting your intention on the symptom, on the disease. It's not where the healing is. These are not esoteric poetries. These are hard bricks that constitute the foundation of healing. Let's go to picture number seven. Picture seven. Arterial, venule, lymph, capillary, tissue, cell, blood capillary. There are the spaces. The capillary delivering blood. The venule taking blood away. The lymph pulling the intercellular space. And the tissue. The cells of the tissue. The tissue cells where the damage is occurring. Now look at those spaces.